bastard. Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to Arms House to your mum's house. Episode 10.
Episode 10.
Double digits, baby. Double digits. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, man, and checking this out. Leave a comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. You know how it is. All right, how you been, Andy, man? You been good? What's been going on?
Yeah, I'm still a little bit illich. Slalom illich.
Yeah, man.
Get rid of. I reckon 2 more days and I'm good, baby. Good. Mm-hmm. Trying to record lyrics and shit. But the voice keeps cutting out after like 20. Well, what it does just cuts out whenever it wants to fucking cut out.
What, your actual lyrics. Voice? You lose your voice.
Yeah, it just goes. And then fucking out.
Oh, shit. Damn, you got to be careful about that, man, because you might do permanent damage.
Yeah. It's the illness, though.
It's okay.
The throat itch.
And you, when you spit as well, you're quite, you project a lot, man. You got a good performance. You know, you don't half-ass it. You know what I'm saying? Or like, what type of rappers, they got like a laid-back flow where they rap like this, real chill? Isn't it Giggs like that? Isn't there a British guy, Giggs?
Oh, you mean like English guy? Giggs?
I don't know anyone.
Like, he's very like booming voice, deep voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to think of another one.
I was talking about, I'll get them mixed up, bro. I was talking about Getz. Giggs. What the fuck? I'm completely lost.
Yeah, me too.
And Getz.
I mean, I can picture them. I know Getz is more of a
Yeah. And Giggs is the really low.
I think so. Anyway, I'm not an expert on any of this shit, man.
Yeah,
if it's 90s now, New York hip hop, I'm down, man. I'll tell you whatever you need to know.
I heard on the radio that what's his name had a baby. What's his name? P. Diddy.
Is it?
His missus had a baby. And I'm thinking about P. Diddy because Giggs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Out there with P. Diddlington.
Peter Diddlington. Yes, man. I wouldn't have a play. I swear he's got like 7 kids anyway, man. I don't know about P. Diddy's love life or his child situation. Yeah, man. You know what? Check this out. Let's start it off with a little game, shall we? Someone commented the other day. Maybe turn your mic up a bit. Oh, no, you can't, can you? Can you think?
I can play around while we do.
A little bit. Turn you up a little bit. You're going a bit quiet. But we've done it a couple times before. A little word association game where we put a little timer for like a minute, maybe a minute and a half. Where I have a list of famous graffiti writers' names, and I have to basically get themed to say the name without saying the word myself. I don't know how else better to explain it, but it's relatively easy, and people at home can play along as well.
He won't let me call. He says it's not like Mallet's Mallet. Everyone is listening. I say this is like Mallet's Mallet. He says it's fucking not.
It's actually not. If you remember Mallet's Mallet, it was him, Timmy Mallet, in the middle.
Yeah, but why do you have to go all scientific on the Mallet's Mallet? It's Mallet's Mallet.
It's another word association game. Okay, fair enough. But let's. You remember how to play the game, yeah, Andy? I got a list here. But you need to set a timer.
Writers' names.
Yeah, they're all writers, big writers. You know all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe even personally, you know, a lot of them.
I get very stressed under the timer. I only got like fucking Zombie and Teach last time.
Yeah, you got 2 last time. So maybe we only had a minute. So I'll tell you what. Like,
person very nasty, horrible geezer. I couldn't even get me. You know what I mean? I didn't get anything.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, let's see if we do it better this time. You got a timer?
1 minute.
Maybe a minute and a half. Because last time, like you said, you only got 2, and that was in a minute. Yeah. So
basically, he's like, "Yo, what can I do? Stop what? No,
come on, Andy.
A minute and a half. But you go. I'm waiting, baby. Should I start?
Oh,
now?
You got it ready. 3. Yeah. Okay, get ready. 3. Okay. 2. 1. Go. All right. If something is uncut. Like cocaine, it's unclut. What do you call it? It's what?
Pure.
Yes. Okay. Now, what's the past tense of meet? If you meet someone in the past, met. You met. All right. Met. Now, you got a met. Bow. You got a pure. Bow. What do you put in a bow when you're firing?
Arrow.
Arrow. Okay. Yeah. Now, look, you know that guy from Only Fools and Horses? What's his name? Del Boy.
Rodney.
Yeah. He would Del say Boy, this all the time. Like, if he was like going, oh, yeah. Oh, no. And it's like punch someone. It's like, what would like a cockney geezer say? Nah. Like when he punched someone, he goes, you see that Bosh. Guy over there? Yeah, there we go, Bosh. Yeah. all right.
Cockney geezer doesn't say that.
Why would you say ow? Why would you say ow?
Because you ouch.
What did you feel? Yeah, pain. That's it. Pain. All right. Okay. If you're stealing something, what's like a like slang for stealing something? Or a woman, she could have a nice.
Wreck.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Wreck.
And let's say, like, there's these type of bombs that you throw in a room. It's like a grenade, but it just blinds everyone. Yeah?
Flash.
It's a type of, yeah, flash. All right, sweet. There's a clown.
Military famous, knowledge there, I like that.
Yeah, a famous clown. He's called this. Very famous clown. I don't know what else better way to put it than this. And it's also...
Time is up, baby. Time is up. Oh, wait. I get to finish the last.
I ruined it. Sorry. I ruined it. Special but it was Bozo clown. The clown.
Bozo even the though clown.
Bozo himself is not a clown.
If someone is a dunce at school or something, they're a bit of a...
Yeah, no, it's true. Really... I was about to go
Bozo's
into
Bozo's a tough one.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, you did well there. I don't know how many. You did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nice one. I think a minute and a half is too long, though. What do you guys at home think? What was your score? Look at this interactive podcast we got here.
Didn't even tell anyone that we were going to do it. Can only do it if you're a writer. But what was your score at home?
Technically, you don't have to be a writer to play that game. It's just a word game. It just happens to be graffiti
words.
It's going to
help
words.
A lot more.
Of course it would, yeah. But no, you did a lot better on that one.
I should test you next time.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, okay. Alternate. Yeah, all you need is a
brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure that out, man. Come on.
But you know what? Talking about comments and stuff, man. You said you'd read a comment the other day about people wanting to hear more naughty boy stories or something. What was it? Something like that.
I think there's a couple of people who leave a lot of comments. Big ups to them, man.
Much
love.
One
of the guys, I saw him left comments on other videos, and he was saying how they need to hear more like jokes, old school, naughty boy stories. Yeah. When we were bonny lads, back in the day.
We got plenty of those. We got plenty of those, man.
We've got plenty.
I mean, like, I can tell you one. I mean, this is a quick one. This isn't, but it stuck with me. It pissed me off so much. Yeah. And I used to get picked on in school, man. And I don't mean from the other students.
What?
I mean by the teachers.
Man.
No, the teachers.
Yeah.
They always singled me out. Because I was that, you know, the naughty one. You know what I mean? Anything bad happens, I was the go-to guy. It was just one of those things, man. And do you remember in the lunch hall? Yeah. Because it was a massive lunch hall where you shot that guy in the face in episode one when we told the story about the gun. Anyway, so we're in the lunch hall. And it's loud because there's hundreds of kids in there. We're all eating lunch. And if you hear in the background, someone drops something or a plate smash.
Yeah.
What did everyone do? What did everyone in the hall do?
And tables and shit. Yeah,
and smash the table. Go. So that happened one lunchtime. Yeah, we sat down, and obviously in the background, everyone's like, "Way!" And obviously, I'm getting involved. Next thing I feel on my shoulders. Do you remember Mr.
I think I was there. You were blatantly smashing the table, smashing
it. Well, maybe I was doing it a bit louder than everyone else, but I was doing what everyone else was doing. Yeah, like it wasn't like I was doing any different. And do you remember that teacher, Mr. McMorrow, the PE teacher? I remember us chatting about this before.
Militant Montmorro.
Militant dude. Oh, and man. I swear he was a little bit racist as well, man.
100%.
Yeah.
He was proper like no blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
He was like even one of them type of dudes. Yeah, yeah, he was a proper, yeah, maybe. I mean, God knows. I don't know his background, but anyway, so boom, next thing I feel on my shoulders, he picks me up out of my chair and pulls me out, yeah.
And, Tonk guy, and then, PE teacher.
Yeah, Tonk guy. And I turn around and he grabs me by the lapels, like in a movie, and lift me off the ground. And he was like, if I see you do that again, I will, like, you know, and then he threw me down on the floor and shit. And this is in front of everyone in the lunch hall. So obviously he was doing it in front of everyone to, you know, to kind of stop everyone else from doing it as well. But that
everyone means, else, like, holy shit.
Yeah. Exactly. And so everyone like, shh, everyone was well quiet. And I was like, damn, I like, you know, got up and I fixed my shirt and my jacket and sat back down. But I just remember thinking, like, out of everyone in here, he came up to me and did that to me in front of everyone, you know?
But you had beef with him for months.
I never really did anything to him. I was good at PE. That was like one subject that I was fucking good at, man. You know, I was in the rugby team. I was in the A team for rugby, top try scorer 3 years in a row.
But you were in the football team.
Nah, I mean, it's a funny story.
I never saw you at the footers.
Nah, well, I used to play football. I never played rugby. Yeah, I didn't even really know what rugby was when I was at school, even though my school is like known as a rugby school. Yeah, our school, our old school. And I remember games every Thursday afternoon, we'd all get a coach to the games and everyone would play football or cricket or whatever. And one week we all went to play games and we all had to play rugby. Whatever, it was called games. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
And we all had to play rugby. Doesn't matter if you're playing if you're football, tennis, whatever. Every single person played rugby. They split everyone into teams. And they were just like, fuck it, everyone was gonna do rugby. And I literally, every time I got the ball, I'm not just tooting my own horn, yeah. Every time I got the ball, I scored. It didn't matter where I was on the field.
Everyone, we've talked about this on the podcast. No matter, you just dashed through everyone because you got tall and big before everyone else.
I was a bit bigger and taller. I had my little moustache growing through.
Arab moustache going on.
And I had the intimidation factor. I had the intimidation factor as well. Like, no one really wanted to bug me. And I was fast.
The fucking pace.
Well, they called me the
pacey bastard.
So, yeah, every time I got the ball, I would score. And then I remember the deputy headmaster, not the headmaster, the deputy headmaster, I can't remember his fucking name, but he was always cool with me because he was the head of the rugby team.
The rugby, and whatever. Was like, Maddie,
he was like, Maddie, you're playing rugby from now on. He goes, you're in the A team for rugby. You're playing this Saturday. You're starting off as number 8. I was like I think I was a prop. Then they moved me to, because I was bigger than everyone, so they thought I should be a forward.
Yeah.
Eventually, I made my way all the way through all the backs until I became fly half, man. And still, because I'm really? Right at the back of the field, and still, every time I got the ball, I scored. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
yeah, brilliant.
But I tell you what, my nickname was, my nickname was the Slick Arab, because... But there's a reason,
Slick through those tackles and shit.
No, because at the time I used to slick my hair back with better gel. So I had like a slick haircut. But also, I was a cheapskate and my family were a cheapskate and I never bought a new jersey. Yeah. So I still had the same one for years. Yeah. And it became skin tight on me. My top was completely skin tight. So no one could grab onto it. You know what I mean? Like the opposite players, when they tried to tackle you, they try and grip onto you, but it was just like skin tight on me. So everyone called me the Slick Arab. Anyway. Well, did you have any...
Mr. Moore was militant, bruv. Militant.
That guy. He was a cunt. He was
you can't be a teacher like that now, surely, if you were doing stuff like that.
You definitely can't lay your hands on a kid, that's for sure.
Mr. Montmorro. Mr. Montmorro! I just remembered. I've remembered two Mr. Montmorro stories now. Fuck me. I went swimming and with like the whole class or whatever, and McMorrow's got everyone lined up along the pool, like the whole, you know what I mean, almost like half the length of it, there's just kids. Yeah? Mm. Do you remember there was one kid called Kareem? And he was fat.
Wait, hold on. Was he the dude whose dad? Not his dad, because I think his dad was in prison, but his dad in prison for some mad tax scam. And he was like a multimillionaire. And he used to get dropped off at school, Kareem, this kid, in a Rolls Royce.
Or in a Bentley, fat kid. He whatever he wanted all the time. Dude, I'm standing next to Kareem.
Yeah.
In a lot. And it's cool, like, we're shoulder to shoulder.
Anyway. Yeah.
We're shoulder to shoulder. All these kids going down halfway.
Yeah.
And Kareem and McMorrow's like, we've all been taken out. You know when you were naughty, you got taken out the pool. And so McMorrow's taking us out the pool. We're all dripping dripping wet and shit.
Yeah.
And he's going, fucking rah, 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 screaming. He would, like, had an angry face. He had like that comb over going across with like three or four hairs, like proper old school PE teacher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Kareem didn't do it deliberately. He's just like turning his body a bit. You know what I mean? He like needs to adjust his position. Because he's so fat, and I'm the one next to him, and I'm skinny as dick. Do you remember? I was skinny as dick. Yeah. I just go boop, and get pushed. Like one belly roll of fat, one tire of fat just hit me on my hip.
You fell back in the pool.
Fell in the pool, yeah. We're all facing the pool. He's on the other side of the pool, screaming across the pool at us. And we're all like toes on the edge of the pool. There was like, fucking hell. And I felt, when I went underwater, I remember thinking, when I come up, like, because I know the entire fucking class, or maybe it was more than the class, because you didn't just go with one class, you know what I mean? The entire fucking place was out the pool getting a bollocking. Yeah. And I'm fucking in. I'm the only cunt who's fallen in mid bollocking. There's like this little splash and this little fucking theme falling in, man. I came up, he dragged me. Obviously, I can get out of a pool. I remember getting out of the pool. He helped like drag me up, you know what I mean? Somehow. I had little blue Speedos on, bruv. And my fucking blonde hair, mop of hair that was quite long and shit.
Yeah.
They had a fire door. They had like a fire door at the swimming pool. It went outside. Outside into one of the playgrounds, like two black doors. You could just smash the bar and it goes outside. The fifth form are having their break. They're all outside. Yeah. They're like 2-3 years older than me at the time. 2 years older than me at the time. And he just dashes me outside, shuts the door. And I'm outside in the fucking chaps, in my freezing, completely wet, in my little blue Speedos.
Jesus.
With the whole and fucking entire two year above me just staring at me like taking the piss.
Yeah, of course.
It's cold outside. I'm freezing. I'm fucked. Imagine doing that to a kid now.
Yeah, no way. That. But McMorrow, he did that type of shit, man. What a cunt, man.
I got jacked outside the school.
You were like a pedo's dream.
Good side to him. I was like the sports dream. Yeah, pedo's dream. Yeah. 100%. I was the pedo dream, bro.
Like,
but luckily, it was kids in the playground. You know what I mean? Imagine that when you're a kid. I had no ball sack, cock and ball set whatsoever. I've got Speedos on. He's dashed me outside. Fuck me. They're all laughing at me because we were known anyway. So it was like, there's that little shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
But I remember another McMorrow, yeah? Check this out. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I had a Michael Jordan basketball. He loved basketball. Mr. McMorrow loved basketball. He was the only one. Him and Mr. O'Brien were the only ones who knew anything about basketball. I had a see-through nylon brand new basketball, yeah? And inside, there was like a little globe, like a little ball of just Michael Jordan like that. So you could see it from any side of the... This ball was sick. I'm actually going to look that up on Google, man. It was sick.
Yeah.
I walked outside of the school gates, get jacked straight away, yeah?
They jacked
me for this brand new ball. Because you know Ravenscourt Park has basketball courts and people go and play there.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just standing outside the school thinking, what the fuck? It was a brand new ball. I was gutted.
Yeah.
And kind of went back inside the school. And McMorrow came out. He saw my face. And he's like in his Fulham tracksuit. You know what I mean? Like, he was a bit of a geezer. Yeah, wasn't he? And he's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, fucking just got jacked for my fucking new basketball. He's like, what? Where'd they go? And I went, they just, from our school, you could go across the road and then straight down towards the train station.
To Ravenscourt Park.
Corner shop. You could just go straight. You can go left and left into the actual park. I just said they went down there. He's like, right, come with me. And I haven't told him anything. like how many there were. Da, 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 da. He's like, come with me. He's like, drags me. Yeah. So I'm thinking, holy shit, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing of all time. My teacher's going to try and bollock these fucking rude boys.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
We turn left into the actual park and he's like, who was it? And I'm looking, couldn't find them. We go to the basketball courts and there's these two geezers there playing basketball. Yeah. There's like, no one else has got this ball. I'm like, yeah, exactly. He's like, Mora recognizes the ball, goes up to these geezers, beats the shit out of them. Out of the first one.
Who
doesn't have the ball. Just beats him. Like, bam, straight around the back of his head. Bam, look again at his head. Bam.
Oh, shit.
Drops. And he's the one who doesn't have the ball. And the geezer who's got the ball has just stopped playing with the ball and just looking over. He's like, give him back the fucking ball now. And the geezer just comes back, gives me the ball.
Damn, son. So that's right, crazy.
Right. And then we walk back. But McMorrow, he's like, right, job done, Riri. And he just leaves me in the park with these two people. Just goes, bam. He like pops off, like, yeah, job done, finish. Right, there you go, son. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, let me fucking walk with you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, but they were still like, what? The guy was now sitting up, just dazed and confused and shit. And then Mamora never said, like, don't tell anyone about that. Don't tell anyone. Just didn't give a fuck.
That is insane. I didn't know about that. That's sick, though. That's pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Yeah. That's a proper dickhead. That's a rating for him. That was well close to me getting booted out. Like, that rating of each other relationship didn't last very long. No. Like a couple of weeks.
Now you said that. This is what I imagined happened, because we've mentioned this already on the podcast. Like, it was quite a well-to-do school that we went to at the time, and there was a problem of people getting jacked outside. And if any of my mates came, there was always undercover police. Like, it was a problem at one point during the 90s, the amount of kids, because there was loads of other schools around the area. They'd all come and pick on us, Luckily, obviously, it didn't happen to me too much, especially not outside the school. It happened plenty in other places, but... I reckon the school obviously were on the case. You know what I mean? They all had a meeting, all the teachers in the school, and they included, Mr. McMorrow in there, even though he's a PE teacher.
Surely not.
No, they didn't tell him go and beat up the kids. I'm not saying he said that.
No, of course.
But he was in that meeting, and in his head, he's just thinking, these kids just need a good slap,
And he was racist, like you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, were they black kids, these kids, ejected?
Yeah, two black dudes.
Okay, well, there we go. No. Well, no, I don't want to put that on him, man. I have my suspicions.
He's proper like that.
Yeah, he was proper like that.
He's blatantly like that.
Yeah,
he could never get a job as a teacher. He went to some next place, and he had to leave for being militant, and then he got a job as the Fulham first team women's football coach,
Oh, shit.
And I think he had to leave that. I'm not sure, but I could ask my friend Tim. Because Tim was like by then we'd left, We'd left by then.
Yeah.
But McMorrow was the first team coach and he went to organize a game with the school. Yeah, the first team of his old school. And he links up the game. And before the game, he goes into the boys' like dressing room. He's like, lads, you can't go in too hard. And this was again, this was like, I don't know. Well, actually, it'd be longer than 15 years ago. It was a long time ago,
yeah?
When women's football was like dreadfully shite. You know what I mean? And he had to come in and say to them, you can't do this, you can't go hard, you can't, no, please don't take the piss because we don't want them to feel bad. They're starting their season. And Tim and my other mates are like, what the fuck are we talking about? They're professional footballers. We're going to play football normally.
Yeah.
And they absolutely fucking hammered this team, this women's team. Absolutely fucking hammered them. Apparently, McMorrow got really fucked off with that and was going mental on the sideline and shit. Jeez. Wanted to beat up the kids. But yeah, he went on, man. He went on to a few places.
Damn. Yeah, I had no idea. But that's a crazy story that he actually beat up a kid, man, for stealing your basketball. I don't know. I kind of rate him a little bit. But... Huh? Yeah.
He's a nutter.
He's absolute nutter, man. But yo, man, shall we go into? We got a couple of tunes to play, man. That's enough naughty boy stories. We got plenty more of those.
You might have to edit some of that. It's kind of long and some. See, my voice is going now, right now.
Yeah. Okay, so rest up your voice. Let's play this tune. I'm going to play your tune.
Comes back.
All right, Andy, I'm going to play this track. This is Eyes May Shine, the remix. Yeah, you wanted me to play the remix, right?
No, I wanted boom, bye, bye. This is the tune, yeah.
All right, okay, this is Exhibit Mob Deep. Check it out.
Turn it up, son. Turn it up, son. Good as you played it. Jesus Christ. You don't want to spit on that beat. You're like, you're not aware.
It's a real simple beat. Pitfalls and scams, let the whole world know about this liquid camp program to ignite on sight. So now I'm standing in a whole new light in the area.
You remember when I was taking you to basically make a beat like this?
Hold on, I can't hear you, theme. Wait till the end. I can't hear you.
Oh, man, I want to get to the blocks and blocks
are not the hustle. So one black top, it's my turn to shuffle. Stay alert, little pussy on the side can't hurt. Wear protection from the heat so I don't get burnt. I got no time to be a star. I go straight from the car to the bar and then get busy. Whenever provoked, I react like Bill Bixby. Incredible heat, X to the Z in the infamous Mob D. Take it to the street, don't waste my time. Trying to disrespect me in your half-ass rhyme. That ass is mine. Been going down like this since the beginning of time. Eyes may shine, teeth may grit. Should I leave it for Prodigy's verse?
For peace!
Yeah, rest in peace.
Well, his voice, man, he kills this as well. He kills
it. Yeah. All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing. Yo, I send shots to any man that come too close. Niggas get fold like a letter to ship across coast. Who go to go against my militant crime militia? Like these street niggas sending missiles to hit ya. Up from the ground up, son, you get the picture. If not, write it down, take a picture. Botanical exotic shit, keep me lifted. Sorry, I'm retarded. You fucking up my hobby. I'm already on your ass. Beat the fuck out anybody with you. Anybody that grab me, move back. We attack like piss, lock the basements. Hungry for blood, deranged this. Craziest type of shit you ever seen in your life. Nigga bled to death standing up, holding his life. Applying pressure to his wound, trying to stop the blood loss. Found laying in the pool of the shit. His own fault, it's Peter Exalted from NYC. You get extremely cut the fuck up by scars. Who can't recognize? Do I have to prove all the time? And get a closer personal in front of your eyes. See me dipped and down low, ready for action. Crap slow, move on your enterprise or crash and stop. Put a hold on your assets and dug your pot. These National Geographic niggas is known for flipping. This animal wildlife surround me, I live in. And float through the jungle at night on expedition. I got a jungle for that live shit. Survivors of block wars and crime niggas know what I talk. In a black Tahoe, throw it in four load and blow the scene dancing. Doing about 100 all the way to Queen. Yeah. Eyes may shine,
teeth may grit, and all of that shit. I don't know how many bars that is, but
isn't it?
Sure, he spits more bars than everyone else.
That's a dope beat.
Yo, man.
I like the original as well. The original's dope. But yeah, this is dope.
Just
as well.
The exhibit tune.
Yeah, it's dope.
Is it just exhibit, innit?
Oh, it doesn't have the remix. It doesn't have a. Okay, yeah. I remember now. It
doesn't have
MOP
on it. Mob Deep on it.
Ah, okay, cool. No.
He still has it. I think that's why it came about, because on the exhibit track, it says, you know that line, he says, you need to start fronting, like in the chorus. Yeah. I had the chorus in front of me.
Yeah, because that's...
So he uses
that's
a sample. Havoc replies to him in a sample. You ain't saying nothing. No, start fronting.
That's it.
So he uses that track from the Mob Deep track.
And you're better off fucking
he heard that.
Self.
He said, yo, why don't we do it together? Yeah.
And also, there was probably that East-West Coast thing kind of happening at the time, or maybe at the tail end of that stuff. You know what I mean? Because I know Mob Deep were caught up in that shit, man, like a little bit. You know, obviously they're in Tupac's diss tune to Biggie, the famous Hit 'Em Up. You know, he's dissing Mob Deep in that tune as well.
I saw Jay-Z doing when he was in beef with Mob Deep and everybody. He did a concert. He's doing a show and he brings out pictures of Prodigy from Mob Deep.
From when he was a kid.
As like a ballet dancer or some shit. Yeah. He used to be your bat and then starts doing a fucking rap about it, freestyling about it. yeah. calling him, you know, all types of stuff that I can't say.
Yeah. But I love it when rappers used to do that. They used to bring up like old pictures. Like, yeah, so that one you mentioned is Prodigy as like maybe a 6 year old, but he's wearing a tutu.
Yeah.
like a whole ballerina outfit. And it's hilarious, but he's a kid, man. Like, you know, you can't put out little kid photos, man. There's some crazy kid photos of me, man. I wouldn't want people pulling out and putting live on stage. But the famous one as well was on Eazy-E's album, not in the video, but in the album. Obviously, Dr. Dre dissed him with Dre Day, him and Snoop. You know, we all know Dre Day, yeah? Classic. Yeah, and then...
But Eazy-E had already dissed him first, no?
Yeah, dissed him first, and they all dissing each other. But then Eazy-E did the album with that song, Real Motherfucking G's, another diss tune to, I think it's a retaliation from Dre Day. But anyway, nice in the view. Album... On the in sleeve, if you pull it out, it's got a picture of Dr. Dre like this from his World Class Wrecking Crew days. Because he used to be a DJ for a group in the 80s. You can see it briefly. They mention it in the movie, the Straight Outta Compton movie. But yeah,
it's still like, better than fucking ballet dancer. You know what I mean?
But he's wearing glitter. He's got lipstick on, you know, because like he was like, you know, the Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, you know, they used to wear some wild shit back then, cowboys and Indians and shit. And he's wearing all this glittery, like, pantsuit with the fucking, like, glitter on his face and lipstick and shit. It's funny, man.
But that beat, though, man. Who made that beat? Do we know?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Who made the beat? Who made beats for Exhibit back in the day? I'm not going to look it up now. It's going to take me a while, but it's easy to Google, man. You can check that shit out. Should we go into my track?
Let's go.
I've got a little track to play, man. This one, it just brings back certain memories for me, which I'll go into in a second. It's by a group called The Mountain Brothers, and it's a track called Paper Chase. Check it out. Nowadays, I see many count the ways of how it pays to shout a phrase on a chorus and chorus without amazing rhymes in these disgracing times. Let me state my case about the paper chase. I know it's hard trying to escape the pace of the fast lane, situated in a gold plated Camry Lexa Benz. But what about support related family checks for friends? The fall of hip hop is wounding me. Fucking CEOs don't see my flow as a business opportunity. How soon we forget what it means to be original. Seems to me they fiend to see residuals. I reckon smash flows, getting paid for half-ass shows. Posting too concerned about collecting cash flows. You'll get burned out by Stacey Dash holes on your sack. Well, all I need is food on the table. Clothes on my back despite the fact food from the label made us financially able. We still maintain hip-hop and keep it stable. It's all about the M-O-N-E. Why must I'm on a paper chase. Yeah, Paper Chase by The Mountain. Have you heard of The Mountain Brothers? Not many people have.
No, I don't think so, man.
Yeah,
it sounds like Little Pro, like Large Pro or someone produced it.
It does, isn't it? But they produced it as three dudes in The Mountain Brothers. I don't know their individual names. I can't remember. But they're three Asian guys, like Chinese. I don't know if they're Korean Chinese. I don't know. But they're super cool.
Oh, well, they're just producers.
No, they rap. They're three rappers and producers, man. I think one of them's a DJ as well. And they were one of the, if not the first Asian hip hop group. You know what I mean?
What language are they rapping in?
In English. They're from Philadelphia, from America, but they're Asian of origin. You know what I mean? I don't want to be too specific. Yeah. And that's probably my favorite tune from them. I've got their album. Their first album came out in 98, I think. But yeah, they're dope, man. But the reason why I remember this is Frez, my good friend Frezidente. I got a music channel with him, Tarbush Records. He used to make mixtapes back in the day. Yeah, like proper on tape.
He used to do a lot of shit back in the day.
Yeah, he writes Frez. He was a Don here in London, but now he moved abroad. But back in the day when we were kids, he basically used to make these mixtapes, but he didn't have turntables or nothing. He just had a tape deck where he could like record bits, and then he'd like plug his recorder into the TV and take samples from movies and like get little and like have little interludes during his mixtape, like scenes from movies and shit. And like he used to meticulously put these tapes together. They blatantly took him ages to put together. But they were fucking sick.
Didn't you do the drawings and shit?
Well, we all used to, yeah, graph up the front covers, but it wasn't even about the front covers. Most of the tapes just ended up being tapes. The covers got lost like a long time ago. These tapes used to fly around, and, you know, you'd record copies for other friends and stuff like that. And then each copy you make, it deteriorates that little bit more and a little bit more. Yeah. But they were just dope little tapes that he put together for me. This is like, yeah, in the 90s. When he used to do this, man, and even before. But the tapes you're talking about, maybe, they're the ones I used to do in school. Me and Frez used to basically, yeah. We used to go to HMV. Because like I said on previous episodes, Frez had like the sticky fingers.
Yeah, you have, man. Said this, yeah, yeah.
He had a green jacket where he sewed in pockets, extra pockets where he used to steal stuff, yeah. And we used to have this thing. We used to just go to HMV. And I'd chat to the guy behind the counter or whatever, and he'd just go and just like go to the tape section. And there used to be tape sections, boys and girls, and he'd rip out the little metal thing in the spine so it doesn't set off the alarm when you leave. And he'd just nick a bunch of tapes. Then we'd go around to his house and we'd basically record loads of copies of these tapes. And I'm talking, this was at the time when Black Sunday by Cypress Hill and Dr. Dre, The Chronic. House of Pain, exactly. And what other albums did we do? Gorillaz in the Mist by Ice Cube had a crew. The Lynch Mob. Gorillaz in the Mist. There were some great tunes on that.
I got that off you.
Yeah, maybe.
It was the only one, yeah.
And I was copying these tapes with Frez, and I was redrawing the front cover, drawing the front covers, and then writing the track list at the back on these old TDK tapes. And I used to come into school and flog them and sell them for like £3 each. And until that basically came to a stop because they ended up calling my parents and they had to come into school and they had a meeting with the teacher because basically one of the students I'd sold a tape to, I think it might have been NWA or something, and their parents heard them listening to that tape at home and they were like, "Where did you get this tape from, you little bastard?" And then he's like, "I got it from a kid school. In school." Yeah. And then, you know, one thing led to another. Next thing I know, my parents get called in. I basically got done for bootlegging tapes.
bootlegging gangster rap.
Yeah. I corrupted some minds with that, man. It's funny.
That's the only reason I know about the Lynch Mob is me getting that tape was my introduction to the Lynch Mob.
Yeah, I loved that album for some reason. I don't know what happened to the other members.
I didn't like it too much, man. There was like one or two tracks on there for me. But maybe now I'd like it. I need to re-listen to that, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a long time. I just remember a couple of tracks that I really, really liked. But maybe the album as a whole, maybe it wasn't all that. I remember it being super rowdy, as you could imagine. They're called Da Lynch Mob and the Gorillaz.
Arms house to your mum's house. To your mum's house.
That's a sick crew. Every time I think about Frez, King Frezidente, I can't help but think about CMS. Cool moves and crazy mob starts, man. That is the greatest crew name of all time, CMS, because you can just do the two words. You know how two words sometimes it's like mad hype to have a two word crew. Everyone's like, yeah, you gotta have two words. No, it's gotta be three words. Yeah. Cool moves, above cool moves. Means cool moves, and then also crazy mob stars. You can flip it and be the crazy mob stars. I was so jealous of that crew. I never got in that motherfucking crew.
Yeah. And then Colombian marijuana.
Was it Frez who invented it?
Colombian marijuana sellers. I remember. No, because check this out. We were like 14, 15 years old when we were doing that.
CMS,
And I can't remember who came up with it. I don't know if it was Frez. It might have been. It may well have been. But we were having names like, yeah, crazy, like Colombian marijuana sellers and crazy mob stars and like all that stuff. But then we were chilling at Dufo's house, and his older brother was mates with all VFL and them lot. And I remember Tabasco. Yes, shout out Tab, aka J1200. Mm-hmm. He's an ill DJ and producer. We're going to have him on as a guest here because he's been releasing music recently called with a group called Pyramids. Yeah, him and Brad and,
all right, and Thor.
Anyway, so we'll definitely get them on here. We'll listen to some of their music and stuff. But I remember he came up with the Cool Moves. He told us, yeah, you should put up Cool Moves, yeah? And I think he bit it from PHM crew. Remember Diet and all them lot? That was Pure Hot Moves.
Pure Hot Moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Pure Hot Moves, that's with an M. Cool yeah. Moves is using the S M at the end of moves. Man, you've got this little bit of...
It works.
That was
it
on works. Some futuristic. Back in the day, there was no crews doing that. Man, the whole thing about it. Crazy yeah,
but then
cool
I think
moves.
Later on we all kind of stopped putting up CMS, and there was another CMS cropped up out of somewhere. I can't remember who was in it, but I remember seeing it about. I don't think they're really around anymore. I mean, fuck,
crazy.
Again.
Sorry, I remember a red outline, like a Plastico red outline dub that said "Cool Moves." I can't remember where it was.
Plastic red, yeah. It might have been on the Cashel wall down by North Acton.
Man, it was nice, man.
No, yeah.
I remember that.
What's your
Every
favorite?
Every time I like... see Freds or chat to him, I'm like, put me in CMS. Yeah.
Just put it up.
Back
no
in the
one
days,
puts it
I
out,
wasn't
bro.
Allowed in. I was too much of a pussy, too much of a toy. I wasn't. Yeah. I was begging to get in. He's like, shut up, Theme, you fucking pussy. You know what I mean? There's no way you're getting in that fucking. It's a big man crew. And I was like,
yeah, at the time, I don't know about big man crew, but yeah, at the time we had jokes, man. What's your favorite like crew meaning? There's a few good ones out there. Like obviously, you know, Pure Hot Moves was a dope one. Vandals for Life, VFL, that was always a dope crew meaning. I always loved that.
CMS, man, Cool Moves.
What about
but
GFS?
It wasn't really a crew. Get fucking yeah. scrubbing. I like that.
Get fucking scrubbing. I love that meaning, man. And I tell you what, yeah. one of my favorite meanings for PFB was pushing forward boundaries. PFB, pushing forward boundaries. They rarely stick that up, but I remember seeing it a couple times back in the day. I loved that. But I also, I don't know if you heard about
who knows
this,
what PFB stands for.
Well, I was
like the original thing.
Well, no, look, I don't know about this isn't the original thing. At least I hope it isn't. I'm pretty sure it isn't. Yeah. And I'm putting this out there because I remember this distinctly when I was a teenager, because we looked up to all these writers. They were all city back then. Yeah.
But you're going to say pale-faced bastards.
No, the other one, man.
Prophets from Beyond.
No, Packies for Breakfast. Don't you remember hearing that?
That was never.
Yeah, I swear to God,
that was
man.
never the PFB crew.
I swear
no
to you.
No way.
I never saw it written on a wall, but I remember someone telling me that's the meaning.
Yeah, just
of it
someone
was.
Not in it blatantly. Were you scared? Because you thought, oh, they could mistake me for a Pakistani boy.
What? I mean, I used to get chased by NF all the time. I remember, but there was bare NF around where
there
I
you
lived.
Go, man.
I used to get chased all the time, man. So that was a thing back then as well. But I remember hearing that, man. I mean, I don't want to repeat it.
Nah. This is bullshit.
I know him personally, and I know he's not like that. But I'm just saying, and obviously I'm not saying that any of them are like that, but I just remember hearing that back in the day. I just remember hearing that. And that reminds me of another Graf story. Maybe we can go into it. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just right, thinking so many. That crew name's always, it's never existed. Sure.
Yeah. Never. Probably not. It was probably some writer who got gone over by one of them. And then he just said, maybe he said that or spread that rumor. I mean, who knows? I've never heard it from anyone from PFB. I've never seen, like I said, I've never seen it written up, but I do distinctly
remember
hearing
that. I like loads of crew names that I can't, that never really made it. There was a crew called KLT around my
what
area.
Was what was the meaning?
KLT, my voice keeps going. Kill London Transport.
Okay.
Remember Cheek? Cheek was in
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
of
maybe
course.
Like Omen and Obey were kind of in that. Maybe Achy.
You just reminded me of another crew name that I always
Out
liked.
Out of Hand, I always used to like OOH.
Yes.
Because when I first heard that OOH, I was like, nah, man, you can't have like O next to OO and then H. You can't do like a DC. It's not going to look. But then the more and more I saw it, I was like, yo, this is sick. They used to have runners on the black bits at the bottom of the district line.
So yes.
Out of Hand with like little arrows coming out. I love that.
But I always thought OO was another tag. Because I remember you brought that up the other day. Puzzler.
Exactly.
What was it? Puzzler and who else? Gobs or something?
Aliens.
Aliens and Puzzler. Yeah, Gobs. And they used to put up OO.
Leper was in it. Leper was in it.
I always thought OO was another tag. It took me ages before I figured out it was a crew name. So I don't know if I'm not. Yeah. Out of Hand, though, is a good meaning. What was I going to say? I remember one, there was a guy who used to write Suffer, and he used to write with Taze and Roach and Pang and a bunch of heads. And they had a crew called AJS, Adrenaline Junkies.
AJS.
So that's another J that's and S. On one word.
I remember
you
that a lot.
Yeah.
Because my name, that's my initials, AJS.
Oh, shit.
I used to see that. They used to do like loads of subways, as in actual subways, underneath fucking motorways, underneath like roundabout, Hammersmith roundabout. They always had an Adrenaline Junkies down the bottom underneath there.
Yes.
And I used to look at it and think, fuck me, that's my fucking name. Like, I'm fucking destined for this shit, man. You know what I mean?
No, I remember always rating Suffer. He had an ill hand, and Taze. They had an ill tagging style, man. And they used to do ill pieces and stuff. You know, Taze right now, he lives in America. He lives out in New York. He edits trailers for movies. He edited the latest Star Wars movie. Like, he's like doing all the big budget movies. He edits the trailers about. Yeah, so he's doing his thing, that guy. And actually, he messaged me the other day. He said, look, you still live in London, right? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, my mum lives there, yeah? And she's got a shit ton of old spray cans that she's about to throw out that are in the garage. He goes, from the 90s when I was back, you know, doing back then. He was like, look, she's going to throw them away. If you want them, you can go around there and pick them up. I was like, hell yeah. So I went around there, I picked them up. It was about 50 tins, and most of them were too rusted.
Want them for relics.
Yeah,
To use, but the cans, they would have been, what were they?
So, yeah, loads of high coats in there. There was a couple of plastic coats. There was a couple of fucking, what else was in there? Hammerites. There was one wax oil.
Really?
It was almost done. Do you remember wax
oil?
Really? I loved wax oil.
Wax oil, man.
They were
Do
big
I remember
tins.
It? That's what used to fucking stains.
I know.
Push jumps, wax oil.
And just they, yeah, and oh, mate, I love wax oil, but you know, you used to fuck your hand up, cover your hand and shit. And if you were wearing anything, it was getting
trainers.
Covered. Yeah. Wax oil was a dope can. Is this, they
no
still make
it? Don't know about bant legs. Any bant legs in there?
Nah, there was no bant legs in there, though. Nah. What else was there?
No Krylons and shit.
Maybe like those early hardcore Montanas. I think there was a couple of them in there. You know, it had a grid on it.
Like a graph across it, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of those in there as well. Yeah, so big him up, man, for that. Salute Taze. Don.
When was that? Was that recently?
To be honest, it was during the pandemic, actually, just after. Yeah, so it was about a year or two ago.
There would be some collector's tins for the boffins amongst us.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, I'm a bit of a hoarder, but I am good after every now and again. I do... clear out a whole bunch of shit when I've looked at it for so long and I'm like, why have you still got that shit, man? Let's dash it out. I do it every now and again. But what are the crew names?
TK, Total Chaos.
Total Chaos.
TKS or TK.
I'm in that crew. I'm in that crew. I don't know if you knew that, Andy. Did I tell you the story?
Have you got a crew that you're in that you shouldn't be in? I've got one of those as well.
Yeah. Well, go on, tell me. What's your one?
No, you.
That's the thing. I never put up.
I was on the district line.
I've never.
Have we not talked about this on the podcast? I mean, your one and my one.
I genuinely.
Ringing the bell now.
Maybe we did on one of the episodes we never aired. It's possible, but I don't think we have. But yeah, go for it, man. What crew are you in that you're not supposed to be in?
Yeah, I'm in MTS.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but MTS. That's a militant name. That's a militant name.
It's from the movie.
That's an ill name.
Menace to Society is an ill fucking name. Yeah, of course, man. But
Militant
also,
Train Soldiers.
Bro. Yeah. But I just remembered another crew as well. LCS, Love Committing Sins. That's another crew Diet was in.
And my friend sold crack.
Yeah, the Nas lyric, exactly. Anyway, sorry, tell us the story. MTS, how did you get into MTS?
Yeah,
MTS is a big crew.
I was on the train with, I remember it was me and Cheat. It was on the District Line, and there was a ton of fucking writers way bigger and older and more up than us, like, you know, when those mad, intimidating times. But you're kind of not getting jacked and beaten up and dashed out. Like, you're now kind of
you
getting...
You know enough people.
Not jacked, yeah. And I'm like, yo, I'm on the fucking train with these, man. One of those.
It depends who you come with, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you turn up with the right person, most people will give you a blow. Yeah, exactly.
And how many times they've seen you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
So... yeah, a lot of people got off, and it was Sane. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yeah. Salute.
Yeah. And someone else, I can't remember. And they basically said, right, you two can start putting up MTS. Like, he actually said those words, you know.
Oh, shit.
We got off the train going, oh, my days, oh, my days, oh, my days. But, like, I for sure, I never, because I was like, whoa. There's no way I can sit that up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
at that time, I'd done like no graph. I was completely fucking toy. I'd probably like done no trains, no like tube trains, and was just like, there's way too much beef. Cheat was bringing so much fucking beef against us, and Teach hated him because of the word cheat. I think I heard, because Cheat, C-H-E-A-T, you know what I mean? It's basically the same fucking words. And Cheat was getting a little bit up around Fulham and Hammersmith and West Ken and Barons Court and shit. And Teach was like, nah, mate. There was that.
It's almost Teach backwards.
There was no beef there, but I just remember. Exactly. I just remember hearing, oh, Cheat is fucking fuming about that. Like, I didn't even know Teach, you know what I mean, back then. Fuck.
And, people used to get mad.
Maybe Cheat stuck it up a few bits. Maybe he stuck it up a few times. I mean, I might got out of reach, but like, there's no way.
But there's that personal feeling, like when you get let into a crew like that, you know. Then one, there's a you know, a sense of like, wow, he even considered putting me in this group, like, you know what I mean, in this crew. So, you know, you feel good for a second, but then you're also, there's the other part of your head, you know what the graph community are like. And if you put those three letters next to your name, there's baggage attached to it. You know what I mean? Like,
imagine other writers finding out that I was in. Look, other writers, I'm talking in the same crew.
Yeah.
Not like people who have any beef. So people find out that, what, you fuck is, he's not fucking, like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're the fucking, and there's no way I could go out and do a burner and stick MTS in it, or like a fat trackside top to bottom dub somewhere and then stick MTS and everyone's like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? I wasn't on that level. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, exactly. Then you might get into some unwanted beef that way as well. Yeah, for sure. Other members of that crew going, nah, disagreeing with having you put the name up. You know what I mean?
Cheat got put in it. Maybe he was looking at Cheat. I was standing next to him, he was a big guy, John, standing above us, looking down. You're in it, and I suppose you can stick it up too. You know, one of those kind of. That's not even a 50%. Like, there's no way.
That's the thing, man. Yeah, and also, like, I've heard stories of people like being really drunk and like letting people in crews, and then the next morning not remembering, and then seeing them put up the crew and then beating them up for putting it out. You know, it's like, you let me in it. He's like, no, bro, why are you putting it out? Why he's beating him up? That's kind of fucked up. But I tell you what,
What's your one?
Yeah. So I got put into TKS, Total Chaos, which is another huge crew in London. And this was not even that long ago, man. Maybe, I don't know, about 10 years ago or so. It was a Christmas day, and I was with Frez. He was here because he's a family friend, you know what I mean? So he was around
10 years ago.
At least, maybe.
It's not very long ago, man.
Yeah, no, yeah. Wasn't that long ago.
Mine was much earlier. Mine was like, we were 18, 19.
Ah, okay. Yeah, this isn't...
So you're an established head.
No, but this was maybe it was more than 10, maybe between 10 to 15 years ago. But so it wasn't that long ago, you know what I mean? I was definitely out of my super illegal phase, you know what I mean? I wasn't like writing that much at all. But, you know, it's Christmas Day. So Christmas Day, you know, you're going to get busy, you know what I'm saying? And Frez was in town and he was with me. So, and he was like, yo, Maddie, there's a mission happening if you're up for it. And I was like, hell yeah, let's go. So we ended up going and painting. Actually, we spoke about it last week, where the big, massive Fume Bosch. No, what's it? Fume and Bosch, the big one back in the day. But then last Christmas, there was the big Fume fucking 10-foot and Bass there thing. Much? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we're on that bit. Who's much? What?
Because remember, we were trying to think of something, the one that came. There was three massive ones, and then there was a Zonk.
There was a Fat Sam. Do you remember that? That's what I was trying to think of. It said Fat Sam.
The drip,
I think it
was coming out of the bottom.
I can't remember that. But it was a Fat Sam. It was a red outline. Yeah, that was one of the big ones that was down there. I think it was a PFB thing. But anyway, so we're going to do that bit of track. And at that point in time, there was a certain way you could get on. You cannot get on that way anymore. It's all been proper.
You can't say certain bit of track. Where's this?
No, it's the same bit of track, but there was a way to get on from the skate park. Remember the skate park above? Yeah, We've been there not too long ago. Yeah. It's all fenced up now, but there used to be a big gaping hole there. You could just fold the thing open and then you could just jump down. Then you end up in that little ledge bit. Then you climb down from the ledge bit and we ended up doing that wall there. That wall doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think. Like, they've done construction there, everything in the past 10 years. Anyway, so we were going to do that wall and we met up with Zombie, Mean, Tube.
I got photos. Yeah.
Tube. So it was me and Frez and there was one other Bozo guy. WMB. You know that?
No.
Not WMB.
Moi.
MWA. That's what I'm thinking of. Moi was there, yeah.
You got Moi, Shepherd's Bush, Don, bruv.
Yeah, salute to all them boys. And so I'm like, yo, all these names, of course I'm not going to pass up a painting a wall with all these legendary dudes, man. So I was like, hell yeah. So I turned up with Frizz. We bopped down there and we get down to the thing. We all do nice dubs. And then I remember Zombie going, follow me, like that. Yeah, because I thought we were going to go back out the way we came in, but Zombie weren't having none of it. He was like, nah, follow me. And then we ended up crossing all those tracks to the other side. And obviously trains are, it was very limited service. Yo, this wasn't Christmas Day. It was Christmas Eve. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And it was at night, obviously. So we crossed, and so there's still trains running. Yeah. This was like at about 11, 10:30, 11 o'clock
at night. A lot of trains, to be fair.
Yeah, and so I was a little bit shitting myself, but I knew I was with some legendary dudes. I know they wouldn't do it if it wasn't possible, you know what I mean? Anyway, so we zing, and like I said to the people at home, I'm just saying, how many bits of tracks are there, man? Is it 8 or 9?
Well, there's two each side for the Hammersmith and City line, and then there's like 4. That new thing now, the Elizabeth line, but the tracks would have been there.
Yeah, this is before
that. There's the Great Western. Yeah, but the tracks would have been there.
Yeah.
And the
Great Western going both ways.
Green
as
train.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least 8 or 9, yeah. Anyway, so we peg it across there, and then we're on the other side now, and we start walking up towards Westbourne Park Station, and we're battering it all the way along, you know what I mean? Catching tags, all the way to the end. Then we get to the end of the station, and I'm just following here, you know what I mean? I'm not shouting orders or asking questions. I'm just going along with it, catching a reach and just bopping along. You know, when you're in those situations, I know, you know, man, you know, when you're with those type of writers, you know, you just kind of just keep your wits about you and just don't be.
I'll just shut my mouth and go where they go. Yeah, treading exactly the same footprint. Yeah. You know what I mean? He went there, I'm going there. Bosh.
Exactly.
Because they know.
So I'm waiting. So we're all just sitting there and I'm trying to work out what's going on. And anyway, train pulls into the station. And then we wait a couple more seconds. Then Zombie goes, now, like that, yeah. And we all just run onto the platform, run into the train just before the doors close.
Oh, nice.
And then we pull off and then we go back to West and, yeah. And then Tubbs on the train.
Get on. You see that kind of getting off there. That's sick. That's sick how he knows and that, bruv.
And then we're sat on the train and Tube turns to me and Frizz and he goes, yo, and he makes a point of it, like to stop, like, because we're all like talking and catching jokes. Mean Ass is a proper joker, yeah. So he's just like catching jokes. We're all having a laugh, yeah. And then Tubbs kind of does a thing, like to go, yo. And he points to me and Frizz, and he's like, you guys can stick up TKS like that.
You're in it now. That's a proper getting put in.
I mean,
yeah.
We did, and Frizz sticks it up. Frizz puts it up. You know, not very often. I mean, Frizz is in a whole load of crews, man. So he chops and changes what crew he puts up depending on where he is. So I don't know what goes through his head. Anyway, but you know what? Frizz was closer with all them lot. You know what I mean?
Frizz did a lot of trains with them lot, a lot of tunes.
Yeah, and he knew all the other DDS lot a lot more. Like, he knew all them lot. You know what I mean? I didn't know hardly any of them, especially not that time.
He wasn't DDS though, was he? Well, he weren't in it.
No, he wasn't. But he knew all them lot, you know what I mean? And
he's in that Guardian thing about when the DDS are the most hated underbelly thing. Crew. And
the underbelly.
Is that what it's called?
I think he's got
a dub on the train, no piece on the train.
Yeah, that's the ill one, isn't it, man? It's crazy,
Frizz, man.
But I felt mad. Although I was fucking happy and super boosted, Tube put me in it. You know what I mean? Salute. But I just, I don't know. I just felt a way about putting it up. Like, kind of, I just was like, nah, I don't want to, you know, rock any boats, man. And I just didn't, you know, if I was out there hardcore, like you said, if I was, you know, going to do my TKS debut on a train, you know what I mean? Or on a fucking, you know, some crazy mish, then fair enough. But I wasn't
then
you're on going,
that. I'm in fucking TKS, motherfuckers, the next day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
But this must have been quite recent. You must have been like semi-mature, because if it was when you were a kid, and you were the height of your rude boy stage, you'd be like, yo, I'm TKS, bitch. You'd come to school.
Yeah, of course.
Jack,
well, I have a story about that as well. But no, definitely, I was, like I said, this was 10 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. I said, I wasn't writing that much anyway. So I was like, what's the point? Putting out?
So, bruv, we got put in two big crews. I thought we were going to say, like, you know what I mean? If you ask a question like, what kind of crew should you be in that you shouldn't be in, it's only going to be a half decent crew. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you hope so.
But TKS and MTS, I forgot to say Militant Train Society, not Soldier.
Yeah.
Militant Train Society. Bro, I'm telling you, man, that's a sick name.
Theme, like you probably had, you know, like you had with TGS, you know what I mean? I had with CMS and then with SDF and whatever. Those are like my mates who I hang out with all the time. We're all together all the time. And that's kind of what a crew is to me, a real crew. You know what I mean? There are those types of crews, the bigger ones, where not all the members have to be friends with each other. You know, there's worldwide crews. There's all sorts of stuff happening. And it's all love. Yeah, it's all good. But for me personally, for those three letters to mean something, you want it, you know, you want it in like a, I wanted it personally in a way that when we did SDF, I remember sitting everyone down and telling them, I was like, if you do some graph, it's in my name, you know? And if I'm doing graph, it's in your name. So if you dog out someone, you know what I mean? Or if someone dogs you out, I'm going to fight him like as if he dogged me out. You know what I mean? Like that's a crew to me, man. That's, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, but, you know what? I rep CBM, and I don't know half the people in fucking CBM. You know, that's a huge crew, but CBM. I kind of like it like that as well, though. That's the thing. CBM, you know, the head honcho, you know, the general, and I know most of the key members, and it's kind of, I'm proud to put those letters up because that's kind of West London, you know what I mean? In a nutshell, CBM, man.
I used to be desperate to be in CBM, man. Desperate.
Let me tell you a story, okay? Because it happened to me back in the day when I was 15, 14, 15. I don't think I've even told you this story, Themos,
Really cool then, son.
So you remember, we talked about it earlier, the arches at Ravenscourt Park, in the actual park, arches there, next to the station, near where our school was. That's where we used to go smoke ciggies before and after school,
Hash suits.
Well, you know, definitely after school, we'd have zoots and stuff. Anyway, so after school one day, we're in one of these arches, and with Budding Browns. And in this particular arch, there were some ill pieces in those arches, man. In this one, I think, there was a nerve piece. There was a nerve piece in this one, and I think a devise piece on the other side. Yeah. It was ill pieces. Man. Anyway, we used to sit in there and smoke ciggies. We were in school uniform and shit. There was about 3-4 of us. And next thing I know, this dude with a bike comes in, yeah? And he pulls out a spray can and he just writes on the wall. And he writes Pureism, RCS. Yeah, pure. We all know pure. He's like the head, one of the head dudes in CBM. Yeah.
And one I think of the back nicest then, guys you'll ever meet.
He's one of the coolest motherfuckers, man. We still know him to this day. But anyway, so this is back. I had no idea who this dude is, but I'd seen his graph. He writes pure. And I think back in them days, he was writing rack as well.
Rack. Yeah.
Pure man, and rack.
Sick hand style as well. Big up pure, man.
An ill writer. Pure was dope. And obviously one of the top dudes in CBM. Yeah. And CBM was a crew. Everyone knew about it, you know, especially back then, even more so now, if anything.
Doing a lot of graph back then. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were watching him do this tag. Obviously he just does it bareface in front of us. We're just like a bunch of kids. He didn't give a shit. And we're like, oh shit. Cause we were writing as well. So I was like, oh yeah, I write as well, man. Let me do a tag. And he was like, no, he goes, what do you write? And at the time I was writing hype. Yeah, I was still in my toy phase. I might have been even 13, maybe 13 years old. So I was still writing hype at this time.
Hype.
Yeah. And who was I with? I was with a couple of mates from school who we all had toy tags, basically. Anyway, so Pure then goes on to write all our names. He writes hype and my other mate, I can't remember what he wrote, and I think Pack, and then my other mate was writing Gore. And anyway, so he listed us all out. We all told him what we wrote. And then he wrote CBM. Then he turned around and he went, you're all in CBM now. Yeah. He goes, you can all stick up CBM. I'm not even kidding. And we were like, yes, nice one. You know what I mean? We were like, yeah. And then next thing we know, we turn around. Because these arches, you remember the arches? It was a dead end on one side. And the other end was the park. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them had a dead end. Most of them did, yeah.
We turn around and there's 4 uniformed police officers walk in to the arch. And we're like, oh, shit.
Cats.
Someone must have seen us in there smoking and him doing tags and then called the police over or something. Or maybe they even just saw us. I don't know. This is during the day. This is after school, you know, maybe 3-4 o'clock.
They're probably doing a patrol in the park, to be fair.
Yeah, God knows, yeah. Anyway, so they like pull all us kids to one side and they take him to the other side. Yeah. And they're obviously asking us, oh, what you've been doing? What are you doing down here? And we're all shitting ourselves because we're smoking cigarettes. Yeah. If the school found out, you know what I mean? Like, God knows what's going to happen. So we were just like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. We're just here chilling. I don't know what's going on. They're like, do you know this guy? We're like, I don't know who he is. I don't know what's going on. We go to school here. We're just chilling. You know what I mean? Yeah. And next thing I know, they were like, okay, cool, wait here. And then they go to him. They're all on him now. And they're looking at his bike. And we all noticed his bike. It was spray painted silver. Yeah, chrome. The whole bike had been spray painted chrome. And they were like trying to check. Like, they were like, this bike has been stolen. This bike has been stolen. And he was like, nah, nah, nah. And in the end, they fucking cuffed him. And they took him. And then they were carrying his bike. And they bopped off. And they just let us go. And I just remember
they
going,
they cuffed him.
Yeah, they cuffed him up.
To be fair, Met probably stole that bike and gave it to him.
I mean, God knows.
Met blatantly jacked it, sprayed it chrome, and then gave it to him.
And then they popped off. Yeah, and then they popped off with him. We were like, oh, shit, that's fucked up. But we're in CBM. Woo! Yeah, we start.
Yeah, exactly. Have you spoken to him about that? Have you told him about that story?
I've since told him about it. He doesn't remember it happening. He doesn't have a recollection of it.
Right.
And nothing must have happened.
You've got a photo of the nerve in there, don't you?
Yeah, I've got flicks of all the pieces in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to dig that out. Yeah, I've got it somewhere in the shoebox.
Yeah, man, that was sick. I used to love that.
I remember the devise down there was ill, man. Yeah.
So listen, you don't remember. If you came out of school, yeah, and just turned left, you didn't cross the road, you didn't go to the park or anything. You came out of the school and you just turned left. You spot for like 5 minutes, not long at all, maybe less. And then you turn another left, like going towards the A4, There was a warehouse there, like three stories of massive, massive fucking building.
Damn.
With the sickest ground. Because I've told you, I've asked you about this before, and you're like, no, I can't remember. It was, man, it was like less than 10 minutes from school. You could go in. It's all like overgrown plants and shit coming on the ground floor, really high. There was like, it's like a proper factory, you know what I mean? There's massive space outside, massive space inside. Three floors of it.
I don't have any recollection at all. But it's kind of ringing a bell.
I think you've got some photos of it as well. But all of those type of writers, Nerve, Splat, Rack, Pure, Met.
Yeah.
That building, bruv, that was better than, what was it called? The
Grundy.
Grundy.
Nah, the Grundy was dope.
Yeah, but this was much bigger. And it was much more like urban, you know what I mean? And it was much more fucking industrial and three floors, bruv. Sick. Like windows everywhere. You could smash the fuck out of it. It's huge.
Yeah.
You could paint going up the stairs. You could paint on the landing, the hallway, the main rooms. It's everywhere was battered.
I can't believe I never went there. If you say it's right up the road from the school.
But you must. Like, you would be one of the dudes who knew about it. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Maybe I did. Like I said, my memory is absolutely terrible, man. But the Grundy, though, I have many, many fond memories of the Grundy, man. That, just to let people at home know, the Grundy... the word Grundy is from the TV station. There used to be a TV station called Grundy Television, and they had a little star. It went Grundy. I think Neighbours was filmed with Grundy. I think
before ITV, wasn't it? It was on like number three.
That I don't remember, but anyway, they used to have.
That's a cool story clip for me. That's a cool story. Yeah, clip. You gotta hear.
What is
me going, yeah, it was Channel 3, and you're like, yeah, I can't remember that bit,
I genuinely don't. But no, so they had a massive warehouse, as most TV production studios do, and then there was another smaller like kind of office building thing, but anyway, it was derelict. They'd gone defunct or whatever you call it. They were like, you know, it was completely grown over. There was a couple of tramps living in there. There was one guy who had a pet sheep that lived there with him in the other ground. I don't know if you remember
his car. Yeah.
And then anyway, so there was the big warehouse bit. There was only one way in and one way out. Yeah, so that was the thing there. Like, you know, if we used to turn up and harass people in there, and it was crazy. You'd walk into that massive fucking warehouse and you'd spot, okay, there's two writers there. And they couldn't go nowhere, man. And there was huge walls and covered in pigeon shit everywhere, like a layer of pigeon shit over everything. Mm. But there were some nice pieces in there, man. And I remember going
sold in 1995. I'm just reading it. So 1995 it was sold. So all from mid-90s to the late 90s, it was sick in there. But for me, it wasn't really that. The outside, I used to like the Vizzo and shit like that.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Vizzo.
I had a thing there. Yeah, I think we had a cheat theme there. And someone went over the cheat, dogged him out. I think it was...
It's probably one of us lot.
Lex
man,
had a thing down there. Yeah, it was probably... No, I think it was FLS lot. I think it was definitely FLS lot.
Oh, that's... I was going to bring the FLS lot up.
Link and Blur. They used to hate him, man. Fuck me. The stuff they used to do to cheat was unbelievable, bruv.
Oh, mate.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but... Yeah. I mean, them lot, they... Should I tell the story? Yeah, fuck it. I'll tell it, man. Because we're all it's older now and it's a long time ago. I really don't give a shit anymore. Because I was thinking about this when we were talking about PFB and the meanings for PFB and the meaning that I said, yeah. Because back in the day, again, mid-90s, mid to late 90s. I was at college, so, you know, mid to late 90s. Frez had a dub on the Piccadilly line, yeah.
I think
near South Ely. Yeah. And it got dogged out, but not someone going over him. It just had Paki written over it. Yeah. We're not
Pakistani.
Was
Barrows Court West Ken, no?
I don't remember exactly. I think it was more South Ealing. Yeah. Someone had written in like pinkish red paint, someone had written that word over Frez's dub. Yeah. Frez is Arabic. I'm Arabic, you know what I mean? But but I don't know, whoever wrote that must have met us or something and just wrote that over it. Yeah. But obviously, so we, no tags around it. Obviously, they hadn't put up their tag to let us know.
Mm.
But we scoured that line for anything new that had turned up. And it was FLS, basically. It was like a bunch of them. Yeah. And they'd painted further down. They'd obviously walked past it and wrote that on it, thinking it was funny. Or I don't know why they did that. Yeah. But they did that. Mm. And it fucking pissed me off, yo. As you could imagine. So then it just became my vendetta. Yeah. From that point on, I was like, if I bump into anyone from FLS, like, it's going down. It's on site, as they say here nowadays. Yeah. And yeah, one by one, I bumped into all of them at one point, and, you know, we got into it. But they were, you know, again, they were a bit younger and, you know, a bit smaller. I was a big lad back then, and I was rolling with big lads. And so it wasn't necessarily a difficult thing. But yeah, I just remember that pissing me off because I didn't know who did it.
Man.
And I remember each time I kept asking him, I was like, who did it? And none of them would say, yeah. I'd just be like,
yeah.
They
were like, what you were saying, they were like a proper crew of like mates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to salute. Battered it, bruv.
Yeah, they absolutely battered it. Of course, Blink killed it. Stay, you know what I mean? And I know Stay now. You know,
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Wait, can I just say? I just want to say salute to Stay.
Yeah, I can't remember
you know,
his name.
Respect to all them.
Yeah.
Because this is a long time ago, but I remember like we had a vendetta against them back in the day, man. We was out.
Never.
Yeah,
never. NEVS. Proper, like dog shit style. But up okay. as a mother, you don't remember Nev's SB?
No, I remember seeing
you don't remember
it.
Remember reaches everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Them lot were all
and
up.
And outside yeah. Hammersmith Yard, Stay and Tents and Brock were across down the whole yard all the time on the outside.
No, them they were absolutely battered it.
They hated Cheat. They would sabotage his house, all sorts of fucking shit, bruv.
Yeah.
And what was I gonna say?
Yeah, but
then
they battered it.
And they had some little balls, the motherfuckers. Do you remember that for one time they were like, right,
oh, they had
Forever Lining Spo. Forever Lining Spo. When they started doing that, that was probably the beginning of the end of FLS.
I forgot about that, man. That's hilarious.
And people say that like the breakoff. No, that's you know the breakoff from DFS is FLS.
Yeah. I know, yeah. GFS and it was like
the younger brothers and shit.
The younger
like that.
Lot. Yeah. No, but I remember even the FLS lot, I think at one point, I shouldn't even say this, but it's fucking hilarious. You were saying CMS is the illest crew meaning. They came down because we did the Grundy. We're talking about the Grundy, it's crazy. We all did pieces and they dogged us out writing child molesters. CMS. And that
no
cut me,
way.
I have to say. I never said anything at the time, but I remember at the time going, shit.
You see what they were like they were
the
proper little cunts. Yeah,
like it fits the letter. I was like, fuck, man, that's fucked up. You know, and I just remember getting even more pissed off about that. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Big up Tents, man. Big up Tents. Big up all of those Stay.
Yeah, salute. Now,
oh, listen to this, bro.
Stay is a true gent now, man. And he's got ill style as well. I want to give extra props to Stay.
Done a lot of panels. A lot of panels.
Yo, dude's killing it, man. Respect to him. Anyway, yeah, sorry, you were going to say, sorry.
I was on the train, and I was, because I went to Richmond College was just basically a school for writers. There was a load of Richmond kids there. Richmond and FLS, and like, well, they had all like Richmond and Twickenham. They were all like from around there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And
I was on the train, safe with some of them. I was safe with some of them, and on the train was Sneak. Sneak was a good writer.
Yeah, Sneak was good.
Remember Sneak?
Sneak
and
Kane.
He had some of their best letters. Yeah, but
Sneak
and Kane, Kano. Yeah, Kano. Kano.
Yeah.
He was proper shit, and then one day just changed his outline into these. I remember his O's, they were like proper London. They were sick. They were anywhere they're sick.
Okay.
Kane and other people were on the train. Kane had just bought some Reebok Classics. He had them in the bright yellow JD bag, wherever it was. I can't remember. It was one of them sort of bags that you fling over yourself. Everyone's chatting away, and I think me and Cheat are kind of... Well, definitely... No, Cheat wasn't there, actually. I was with Buds. Big up Buds, yeah? Because Buds was cool with some of the FLS, and we went to the same college. So I was cool with these particular ones here, yeah?
Yes.
It's tough for me because the rest of them hated fucking Cheat. Anyway, everyone's chatting away, a bit rowdy. Spo and Court are just, we didn't know, but they're doing one of their things when they get on at the first carriage and jack everyone coming through the carriage. Could you imagine if you did that now, bro? Could you imagine what would happen?
No, I'm sure.
Get on at the first carriage and just jack every single person. Yeah, writers or not, bro. Maybe not women, but like everyone would get jacked. What's that? Briefcase, pass it. You know what I mean? Everything, bro.
Didn't they call it steaming?
The middle, but we didn't know. No.
That was called steaming, when you walk through the train and just jack everyone on. I never did any of that, but I remember seeing.
We didn't know.
Yeah,
we were chilling there, and then Bosch. You always heard when that middle door opens, and everyone knows what that sound is. You look down, and you think, oh, and we knew instantly. Like the writers are like, oh shit! Kano has got his new Reebok Classic. He's eating a cheeseburger. I swear to God, this is true, bruv.
Yeah,
he's eating his cheeseburger, and we're sitting like opposite each other, rare, and Spo and Court come in the middle. And he's like, what's that in the bag? Straight away, you know what I mean? We're like, oh, fucking Reebok Classic. Kano's talking to him. No one else is saying shit. No one's backing him. Like, no one's doing anything. Before, we were like little rowdy, rude boys. No one's saying shit.
All right, mate.
Yeah, what size are you? He's like, size 9. Yeah, pass it. And he's like, no, I just bought him. Oh, fuck you. Just pass it. You know what I mean?
to
be fair to him, he doesn't pass the bag, yeah?
Hmm.
And Spo just bang punches him right in the middle of the face, just as he's holding the cheeseburger to his face. He's picking up the cheeseburger, trying to act casual, like taking a bite. And he's not like sitting forward, he's sitting back, you know what I mean, against the thing.
Shit.
He's got the window there, and Spo just bam punches him in the face. And I swear to God, the gherkin is on the back window, of the glass. The gherkin is just sliding down, like this. Sliding down. Cheeseburger and shit's gone everywhere. Takes the bag, looks at the Reebok Classic, pure white Reebok Classic with like one red trim. And then he's like, yo, size 9 or whatever it was, size 9, size 10, Bosch. And then just kept on going. And then everyone's like, oh, bruv, you know what we should have done? You know what we should have done? Yeah, we should have fucking it. Like, no one said anything at the time, you know what I mean? But then I got off at Turnham Green or Acton Town and just like, yo, fuck me.
Jesus.
He didn't, Spo didn't jack me at the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, damn.
Lucky, felt lucky. Because he got the trainers, he wasn't bothered about that crew. He's like, rob that crew, now I'm off.
Yeah.
So that must have been well after. He must have caught them much before that for writing Forever Liney Spo.
Yeah, I mean.
He just jacked one of them.
Yeah, God knows. I don't know all the ins and outs.
The gherkin.
The gherkin, that is fucking hilarious.
I can't believe it. Bro, can you imagine getting on the train now? I'm talking now. 2023, front carriage, because now they don't even have fucking doors or anything. And you just saw someone jacking everyone coming down the train. People wouldn't have it. People would stand up. Because what was Spo back then? Like 19? You know what I mean? 20? People would be going fucking mental.
Nah,
you can't jack those kids. You can't jack that man. You can't jack that. But you just got jacked.
Yeah. Now, there's way too many cameras nowadays. Maybe on the outskirts of the train system, maybe that you could get away with that. But no way, man. That's insane.
No,
but
steaming was a thing.
Steaming was a thing back then, man. Before cameras, before any of that stuff, people used to just roll through the train, just jacking everyone on the train. And like we mentioned as well on one of the previous episodes was those PFB graph parties where they'd all meet like strength in numbers. So like you wouldn't get the hero factor.
Take over the whole tube.
Take over everything, blitz everything. So rather than jack everyone, just go along, just tagging everything, man. Man. Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy. But yo.
I remember sitting on a packed train, completely packed. No mates, just sitting there like coming back from school or whatever. Just coming back from something. But the train is rammed, like a rush hour coming back from work, coming back from school kind of train. And this skinhead just gets on at one stop, I can't remember, gets on like blatant writer, you know what I mean? With his Reebok Classics and shit. Goes up to the bit of the map that used to go above the door and or like the white bit above, there was a white advert. It wasn't like an advert, I can't remember what it was. The map went right along the whole thing. Not like now where you have to fucking look for the fucking map. It was the whole thing. Went on. The doors are still open. Get out of the way. Move. Like, push some people out of the way so you can get to that bit and just wrote bosh on it. Yeah. And then stands around and goes, bosh. Fucking what? You know what I mean? And then walked off while the doors were still open. He walked off at the same platform. I remember looking at this thing like, oh my, like I wanted to touch it.
I can picture it was like purple fibbins and it was just about dropping because I remember Bosch killed the insides, man, with the biggie marker pen, just Bosch.
And it just said Bosch, what? To the whole character. I remember thinking he was the coolest geezer I've ever seen in my life.
Deep.
I saw him for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, I remember seeing that a couple of like people, you know, just sat on the train as a regular punter, and then you'd see other kids doing graph, but you wouldn't want to really. You'd have to judge the situation. Like sometimes you'd be like, "Oh yeah, let me get a reach," and you know they'd give you the pen, and you could put yourself up, and you'd be like, "Oh, so you write this?" And, "Oh yeah, you write that." But sometimes you sit there and wait for them to write something first, so you could read it.
But this was like a packed train. This wasn't like ducking at the bottom bit of the main doors that opened. That was always a good place to get a reach. Yeah, he walked on
and just went bosh and then went whoop and then popped out.
Yeah, and then wrote bosh for starters. Just the word bosh and then just fucks off. It was brilliant. Brilliant, man.
You could get away with
it. Do you remember they used to have fire extinguishers on the fucking carriages? Oh, yeah, remember that?
Of course I do. Because that's how we got into the driver's cabin. That's how we used to get in.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
So boot the fire extinguisher in.
Oosh. Yeah. And it flapped
your hand up and you could open the inside of the driver's door and then just go in.
And we used to sit on the chair that like had like crazy suspension on it. We used to bun zoots in there after school on the way home.
Yeah, you just that would be your private carriage.
And we used to scratch
the windows for the inside for 100%.
But also, did you ever open the door, the driver's door, like to the outside while the train is still moving?
Yeah.
So you'd open that up and then there's two rails. Yeah. Like two like hand rails. Yeah. Things, obviously to help the driver when he's coming onto the train. And we used to stand on the front. And obviously the train's going that way because we're on the last carriage on the driver's thing. You know, obviously at the end of the train, not the driver's end, obviously because the driver's in there. So we're there. We'd hold onto those rails and then like, no. We'd take a puff on the zoot, like... hold it in like that, and then we'd grab the rail and then lean forward like that, and just you could only see the tracks just like zinging in front of you. You'd just be like like that, just get, you know, it's fucking dangerous, man, little kids doing that.
I was just thinking about doing that. I used to go to Richmond College by jumping on at Gunnersbury, jumping on the back of the district line. Do you remember Gunnersbury, like it would slope down to the tracks? They were just like a platform. And I think it was Buds. But we went all the way from Gunnersbury to Kew to Richmond on that, just train surfing on the back, man.
Yeah,
just imagine your kids doing that.
It's crazy.
Hell. Fucking hell.
I remember I was on the train once with Bozo. Yeah, it was me, Frez, and Bozo. And we were like, we weren't on the last carriage. We were on a carriage, though. And we went, you know, the in between the carriages, yeah? And I remember Bozo, like, we would catch tags inside the carriage, but then he, like, opened the door. And then he just like kind of disappeared round the side while the train's running. Yeah. And I just remember sitting there going, oh shit, I thought he fell. You know what I mean? Because he went all the way out. I couldn't see him anymore. Yeah. I was like, where the fuck did he go? But then, you know, a couple seconds later, he comes back in, we close the door. And then when we got off on our stop, I saw like just tags all the way along the side of on the actual side of the train. Like he'd fucking crawled all the way over and like tagged on the side of the train from in between the carriages. I was like, oh, so that's what he did. I fucking thought he'd fallen, man. It's crazy. But listen, Themos, man, let's wrap it up there. I'm tired, man. I can see, you know, you're not 100% yet, you know what I mean? But that was a nice little graph memory chat.
Well, we should reach out to Bozo, man. We should get him on.
I would love that dude on. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, man.
Super chill motherfucker. So yeah, we'll reach
He's
out
a
to
fucking
him.
Good guy,
but
man.
I sincerely doubt he will do it though, man.
Yeah, I know.
You never know unless you ask. You never know unless you ask.
Man.
Obviously, we don't have to show faces. You know what I mean? No face, no case. Maybe we can even put a voice modulator on him to make his voice sound good. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be like...
I don't think he gives a shit, man. Maybe he would come on. I'll reach out to him.
Who knows? But it would be a blessing to chat to him, man. But yo, big up Themos, man. As you know, party people out there, we drop new episodes every single Wednesday, available on every single podcast app you could imagine, Apple, Spotify, all that shit. We're also on YouTube. You can watch us in the flesh, see our beautiful faces. All the links are below. Like, comment, subscribe, leave a review, all that good ish. And remember, you motherfucker.
Came round to your pa's house, dashed him out the yard, said this is ours now, it's arms house to your mum's house.
To your